This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, getting in the mood for the weekend. That's kind of a, you know, the reggae kind of beach music. Want to get you in the mood to be thinking about fun things to do this weekend and think about the organizations in our community that remind us of how amazing it is to live here and then let the rest of the world know how it's amazing to live here. That's why this morning I'm so pleased to have Lindsay Steck with us with Visit Pensacola. What do you think of that song? A little reggae, a little get, you know, get in the mood for the beach kind of music.
That's right. That's the weekend vibe we are ready for. We live in the Sunshine State.
Yes.
Man, I know it's hot right now, but we still have, of course, beautiful beaches.
You can take a dip. Cool off.
That's right. I went last weekend. It was beautiful.
Oh, my God. The colors are so beautiful.
Yep.
A little foggy right after a rain, you know, but beautiful nonetheless.
Yes.
So how you doing? How's everything going at Visit Pensacola? Maybe first explain for folks that are listening may not know what Visit Pensacola is all about.
That's right. So Visit Pensacola is the official tourism organization for Escambia County. So we help drive tourism between Pensacola, Pensacola Beach, and Perdido Key. But of course, I also like to say that we are the destination experts. So, you know, all of the wonderful resources that we have out on visitpensacola.com, at Visit Pensacola on social media. We are your destination experts with things to do, restaurants, insider tips, whether it's beach access, parking, you know, new openings, fun things happening. We have a great happy hour page. I actually think I'm going to take my parents to happy hour tonight.
Oh,
and,
nice.
You know, get a little catch up. And we have a great page that puts all that information together because we know locals and visitors love that.
So well, where can I go to get that?
VisitPensacola.com.
That's easy to remember.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, my goodness. Well, I use it all the time because you have a great calendar of events. Mm-hmm. And what I love about your calendar of events is that you have so many of the community events on there, but you also promote some of our local businesses, might be featuring a special band or there might be something going on at their location. I love all of that because it's very, very comprehensive.
That's right. And first of all, I got to give a big shout out to our web team. It was just voted best website by InWeekly for the 9th year in a row.
Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you so much. And I think in a world of AI and, you know, all this additional information, our team is so sharp and they are writing. We have contributors to our blog that are locals. So I love that. We run it exactly like a newspaper.
Right.
And we have all this information as people on the ground putting stuff into it. And to your point, the calendar of events, that is a free community calendar of events that anyone can submit an event in Escambia County. So that's visitpensacola.com/events. You can see what's going on for the weekend. You can see what's going on 6 months from now.
That's what's great about it, too. Yep. Some of the future events you can see. So if you've got family coming down for Thanksgiving or maybe around October, there's some things going on.
That's right. And we even have, I will say, so one of our fun nicknames for Pensacola is the Festival City of the South.
Ooh, I like that. Yep. And it's true.
It is true. And we have this whole signature event hub that is actually all our events and festivals that have been going on longer than 15 years. So coming up, I'm thinking we're going into September. We have Bulls on the Beach at Floribama. We have a jazz festival. We have seafood festival. And those all actually, because we know they're so big, so robust, we even have like full pages for those along with insider blogs that recommend, you know, where to stay, where to eat, if you want to have an itinerary for the day. So like, again, Pensacola is amazing. I think tourism has that really unique placemaking angle to it.
And
so everyone that lives here that's listening in, like, please take advantage of what's going on in your backyard because it is so, so, so cool.
Well, people come from all over the world to take advantage of what we have every day. So, and that's not, I mean, the beach is definitely the draw, but there's so many other things. We have such a great historical history here and so many museums. And then we have the arts and we have culture and we have baseball and we have hockey and we have, I mean, all this sport. We have everything here. It's wild. Okay, so if you're just joining us, talking with Lindsay Steck, she is the Marketing and Communications Manager with Visit Pensacola, and they are our destination organization. Is that correct?
Yep.
DEO, is that what?
DMO, Destination DMO. Marketing Organization.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so their role is to let the rest of the world know about what we do, because certainly tourism makes a big difference for us economically.
Yeah.
And you had some numbers you said you could share about the last quarter.
Yeah. So, of course, as a marketing organization, we have a lot of research. We have a research agency we work with year round to make sure that we're doing our jobs well mm-hmm. and we're being responsible with those tourism development tax dollars. So, super excited. We have some numbers for our quarterly report, April through June. So, everything's up. So, it means everything is working. It's really exciting. So, our total visitors is up 7%. Our room nights are up 5%. Wow. Our direct spending, tourist spent $430 million between April and June.
That's huge.
In our local community. So kind of what that means for locals, mm-hmm. because I think sometimes, you know, to help connect the dots, that is keeping our restaurants open. That's keeping our shops open. That's pouring money into, you know, everything else. So it is a cyclical combination of visitors and locals that are keeping all these wonderful things that we love as locals that we get mm-hmm. to go enjoy. So,
and not to mention the sales tax that makes a difference yep, and comes yep, right back yep. into the community through the TDC.
Yep, that's right. That's right. And we even for that same quarter, TDT tax collections are up 7%. So
wow.
again, all those things, all those numbers, they are working together. They're diving together. One thing creates another wonderful thing. So, mm-hmm. you know, we've had just a really awesome season. So we want to keep that rocking and rolling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, want to keep things going on our end.
Well, it helps when you're voted best beach. That helps a lot, doesn't it?
Right.
That didn't hurt us at all.
Yes, right. It did not. No, it's been really cool. We were, of course, if you're listening in, we were voted America's Best Beach by Condé Nast Traveler. Mm-hmm. And
which is huge.
Yep. That's
over Hawaii, mind you.
Right.
Which is, I mean, and I believe it, but it's the best kept secret all around.
That's right. And, you know, that just means that we have extra eyes on us, extra mm-hmm. awareness. And, like, I don't want people to get fearful that that's going to, like, create this crazy high demand. Because I think what people don't realize about tourism is, like, we are competing with hundreds of destinations, and we're still a smaller destination. Mm-hmm. So things like that help with search on Google and, you know, search engines.
Right.
It just helps us be seen a little bit more, a little bit mm-hmm. better, a little more consistently mm-hmm. With those travelers that we're aligning with.
Right. Well, we're excited to be talking with Lindsay Steck, who's with Visit Pensacola, getting those numbers saying that we're doing great, which is really good news for all of us. If you've got a question for her, you can always text it in. She's our expert this morning on tourism in Pensacola, 850-437-1620. And, you know, one of the things I was thinking about, too, is that there's something you can't really put a measurement on or a price on, but my experience at being out on Pensacola Beach at that visitor center is full of volunteers that are locals and people that welcome people
yeah.
to our community. And we would hear feedback all the time about, I've never been to a friendlier place. And
it's
such
that.
A great, I mean, when you think about that, people go out of their way to, people don't comment a lot, but when they did, they would always say that. And I would just beam with pride
yeah.
because it's true. That is the difference maker a lot of the times is you stop somewhere and you ask for directions. There's probably not a person in town that wouldn't stop to help you in our southern way. And sometimes that southern hospitality does make a difference.
Oh, it 100% does. And in our research, like, we pull things like that. And so, mm-hmm. you know, some of the buzzwords when people are talking about our destination is unpretentious, friendly, kind, great
yeah.
hospitality. You can be yourself here. And I think that's a testament, again, to our local community. Mm-hmm. And I think I'm born and raised here. So
I am
biased.
Okay. I'm still a newcomer. I've only been here 20 years.
Oh, you know.
Still new.
You still got to get your feet under you, right?
Right. Exactly.
But I know that and I love that. That's, you know, I went to college here. I left for a little bit and I came home. And I think sometimes it takes leaving or traveling to realize, like, we have beautiful beaches.
Right.
We have amazing local restaurants. We mm-hmm. have a really cool downtown. I will say, when you look
yeah.
at all the other Northwest Florida destinations that we are competitors with, nobody has a walkable historic downtown that they mm-hmm. get to enjoy. And
which really looks beautiful.
It does. It does. That new Palafox. Isn't
yes.
it gorgeous? I went to dinner last night at Solterra downtown.
Oh, how was it?
Oh, my gosh. So amazing. It was delicious. The atmosphere was great. And, like, I'm so proud of Pensacola because to be getting, you know, new things. Mm-hmm. I went to a new coffee shop opening earlier this week.
Yeah, there have been a lot of new businesses.
There's a lot
opening,
of new.
Which is great.
And, you know, that's great for the locals that live here. That's great, too, from a public relations standpoint. That's really my background. It's like mm-hmm. I get to tell those stories and, like, media and publication love what's new. You know, we have new hotels opening soon. We have all these, you know, we got a Bib Gourmand for the first time. Michelin came to the whole state of Florida.
Right.
You know, that's a big deal because, again, people travel for that.
Like, right.
That's how the whole Michelin guide was created. It was actually to promote using tires in driving places.
Right,
and
right.
I don't think a lot of people know that, or maybe they do. But
it's got an elite status.
It does. It really does.
People really use that guide. It's very important.
Yeah, and, you know, James Beard nominations will be out later this fall. And I would so, we have such worthy talent here.
Yes.
And to recognize the entire industry, because hospitality and tourism is a full-on career.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it supports 20,000 jobs in Escambia County.
I would almost think it was more than that during the season.
And it can be, you know, that fluctuates. And that's like truly the frontline workers. That's not, you know, the people that are back of house running things and things of all that. So, you know, it is truly an industry to be reckoned with, and that is a top driver in Escambia County, and it is so, so, so important. It's putting food on people's tables, you know, again, creating those amazing things to do, places to go that we as locals get to enjoy, but it's just this full big picture thing, and I'm just so proud of Pensacola. I've seen it for the past 20 years, and, like, it's grown so much.
I think we have the right person in this job, don't you? I think we do. Lindsay Steck is here, and she is Marketing and Communications Manager with Visit Pensacola. If you've got a question for her, please feel free to send it in at 850-437-1620. So someone just sent it in. Let me see what this text says. I am born and raised here, too, and everyone I meet who has moved here or is visiting Pensacola, I always tell them you are in a better place, and that's great.
That's so sweet.
It is. It's true. We've got a lot of hometown pride. But that's the thing that you carry out then into the community, so into the rest of the country as part of your role with Visit Pensacola. So I know Nicole Stacy and some of your team are out and about, and sometimes you go all over to Canada, to the northern states, to encourage our snowbirds to come down, and then people in Europe. You've gone to Paris. What is that?
I haven't gone there.
I think Nicole has, right?
Not for work. No, no.
Ooh, okay.
No. So we do, of course. Most of our efforts are domestic, and so again, back to the research. We know that we have a really strong, we call it the 500 mile donut. So those are those kind of southern states. And then we have the outliers. Texas is such a strong market for us. We do, of course, have some key flight markets that we're doing direct flight marketing. That's going to be Denver, Nashville, and then a couple of seasonal flights like, you know, New York. We have a direct flight market. But then, of course, we do have a couple international efforts as well. And that stuff that's growing, you know, and we also lean heavily on our Visit Florida partnership. So that's our state destination marketing organization. So we really work alongside and in tandem with them to expand our reach across everything.
Yeah.
Really.
And that's interesting, the dynamic between the two.
Yep. And you know, that's just marketing. We, of course, have a really robust sales and services team. And I don't think people realize how much group business we book for Escambia County, and that's going to be, you know, those meetings and events that come here and they fill a hotel for a week and they bring, you know, it could be 250 people with them. It could be a military reunion network. It could be, you know, we had a big Shell Oil incentives group here last week that booked lots of business. So our team is also really working hard to book multiple types of business to keep both the leisure and the bleisure side.
Right.
And to get people in
Did
hotels.
Did you say bleisure?
Bleisure.
Is that business and pleasure?
Business and leisure. Because who wouldn't want to come here for a meeting for 3 or 4 days?
Correct.
And then vacation for 3 or 4 days.
Exactly right. Exactly right. Well, and we have the sports tourism, too, and that has made a big difference as well.
Yes.
So Pensacola Sports has done a great job in bringing more of the teams here and events here. And one of the things people don't realize is the role that our visitor centers play.
That's right.
Because Visit Pensacola oversees the local visitor centers in Perdido Key and the one that's downtown on the bridge.
Yep.
And then the Beach Chamber is basically, and Santa Rosa Island Authority are kind of in charge of the one on the beach. However, there's still that partnership.
Oh, yeah. We're good friends out there. Yeah. We all share resources. And I will say our visitor centers are so fun. We have these wonderful ambassadors that work there. And they're kind of like, gosh, I don't even know what to say that they are because they're so wonderful.
They're great because they'll say, well, we're not biased. And then someone said, well, what is your favorite restaurant?
They
and
will.
They'll whisper in their ear.
Yep. And they have, you know, we have rack cards. They'll help you make itineraries. They answer your questions. Mm-hmm. I work downtown at the downtown one that's at the base of the 3 Mile Bridge. And,
right.
You know, we've had so much good foot traffic actually from the bridge opening because the runners come in. But I'm so excited because we actually just started back up at the beginning of the summer. We do monthly visitor center events.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
And, you know, they've been really successful. They've been really fun. We had a rock painting workshop this past month.
I saw that, which is so cool.
It was really wholesome. And also, like, it was, you know, if you have kids, you can bring them out. Mm-hmm. It was so wholesome. But coming up in September, we do have a Vic Storytelling series. It's going to be on September 18th, and I believe it's going to be maritime-based. So I think from the Florida Public Archaeology Network is
How interesting.
Us. Yeah, so sometimes they're educational talks. Sometimes they're interactive activities. Mm-hmm. And then outside of that series, we also have been running what we're calling a Summer Safe series. Mm-hmm. So we've partnered with Ascension Sacred Heart. And I just want to say, I think this is the coolest thing, and I'm so proud because one of our internal team members, Kaya, she had this crazy event happen where her and her husband were at a birthday party locally, and her husband's CPR certified, and they saved someone's life.
Wow.
And that,
you just never know.
That lit a fire in her of, you know, we're in a water community, especially in hospitality. Mm-hmm. We're all frontline employees, and a lot more people should be certified. So she hatched this idea and got us on board and got Ascension on board. So we have been offering free CPR and Stop the Bleed training.
Which is phenomenal.
I believe we've had 2 classes and we have 1 more on September 16th. And we're actually going to do it in the Perdido Key Visitor Center.
Mm-hmm.
But it's totally free to register. I did it. Our whole staff did it.
We did that out at the Visitor Center. Yep. We felt like we've got so many folks coming in and the stress of travel and things like that. You just never know when something might happen. And to have those skills can be, it really does make a difference.
That's right. And they had so many qualified professionals there that made it so simple and approachable. We had someone from Lifelight there. We had, you know, we had people had special training from some of the healthcare services that would teach you all those things. And like, I have young children in my family, and like, that is a huge fear of mine because we all have pools, we're all around water.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we of course have lifeguards at the beach, but you never know what's going to happen.
Right.
And they teach you how to calmly and effectively help and how to call for help and how the steps you need to take. And I truly want to invite people from the community. This is open to the public. It is free.
What are the dates on that? When will you know when the next one would be?
Yep, the next one is September 16th. It's going to be at the Perdido Key Visitor Center. You can register on visitpensacola.com.
Mm-hmm.
Please, if you want information, also call the Visitor Information Center. That's 850-434-1234.
Okay.
Please call us because, again, this has been an amazing program. So I really want to invite people. I really want to encourage you to come out. And, like, you don't have to be in the hospitality industry. My dad manages the marina, and I said, are your dock hands trained? You should invite them.
Yes, absolutely.
Because your business is based on the water. You know, are you a restaurant that is by the water? You never know what's going to walk into your door community.
That's right.
And, I mean, they teach you CPR. They teach you, you know, if somebody's injured, how to stop the bleed.
Well, in restaurant business, one of the first things I learned was the Heimlich maneuver for choking.
Yep, that's
it
right.
It happens more often than you think.
And when they were doing Stop the Bleed training, what was fascinating to me, they're like, think about the north end of the county. There's a lot of farming. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you cannot, if say you get caught up in lawn equipment, sorry, that's probably a graphic thing to say, but, like, think about that. And, like, how do you protect yourself and your family and, you know,
first aid.
Yep.
Too.
First
that
aid.
Immediate first aid.
Yep.
We just got another text in for you, Lindsay. It says, thank you for recapping all the good things Visit Pensacola does to support my kids' jobs.
Oh, yay.
In Pensacola.
I wish I knew where your kids worked. I'm cheering for them. I really am.
Yeah, it's awesome. That's great. Well, we've got just a couple minutes left. Anything you want to mention that we haven't touched on this morning?
Oh, goodness. Okay. I can shout out some quick dates. We have some fun stuff coming up.
Get your calendars out and a pen.
So, of course, we talked about Summer Safe, September 16th. September 18th, we have that Vic Storytelling.
I love that. That sounds like fun.
And then also, if we really want to go far ahead, if you have kids and you're listening in, save the day, October 16th, that's Beach-O-Ween.
Yay, one of my favorite events.
Let's talk about spooky season. I am not ready for summer to end. All my friends have broken out their fall candles.
Oh, gosh.
But that is such a good family-friendly event. That is free trick-or-treating and entertainment on the Pensacola Beach Boardwalk. And we partner with Pensacola Beach Chamber, the Island Authority, and so many community partners. So save that.
So much fun and great for the kids.
Great for the kids.
Very safe trick-or-treating.
That's right.
And entertainment. So a lot of fun.
Yep. Lots of fun. And really just go to visitpensacola.com. We've got events. We've got insider tips. We've got ways to plan. If you're looking for new restaurants, I will say I'm partial. Our social media is awesome.
Mm-hmm. You have a great Facebook page.
Thank you very much.
I refer to that all the time. I do. I literally am on your page probably every day.
Oh, we just did. We released it this week. We're doing like a fine dining series worth a reservation.
Yeah.
And like, it's a great way to share, you know, again, new openings, great food. We like to go and see our partners. We actually like film in the restaurant or, you know, we'll go to a park and say like, hey, get out and enjoy the parks. Cause like, again, we want you out. We want you enjoying. We have a great free things to do page.
I think that's also important.
You know, I know the kids are back in school. I know, you know, sometimes people are looking for a break. So we have all these free activities too.
Which is great.
Don't just think it's, you know, restaurants and things like that.
So if someone's listening and they're thinking, well, I want to get on that calendar. Do I have to be a member or a partner of Visit Pensacola? How does all that work?
You do not. Our free calendar of events, visitpensacola.com/submit-your-event. If you have an event in Escambia County, you can submit it there free of charge. That landing page gets, I think it's like 100,000 views a month. It's crazy.
Wow.
It also feeds into other big organization websites. I think the Downtown Improvement Board has it. I also think Pensacola Sports has it on their site. So know that like
there's links to all the different community organizations.
Yes, we are connected.
Yes, very connected. That's for sure.
Yeah.
But it's important too, if you did want to become a partner, there's some advantages to that as well.
That's right. Our website has, I think it's 3 million views a year.
Wow.
And it's great for search. We have a full team. And I will say what your partnership starts is it gets you a unique listing on our website. And that is great for your search. It's great for it's great for those clicks. And it just kind of gets you into the fold, you know, whether we have PR opportunities with media coming into town, social media, group sales, RFPs, things like that. It just really gets you involved in the community. And again, I like to kind of say that we're the destination experts and connectors. So if you're like, hey, what's going on here? Do you know? We're going to help get you there.
Well, I think you're doing a great job, Lindsay. You're just such a good representative of our community. And certainly all the team at Visit Pensacola, they do so much year-round. Don't forget that if you have family coming in, there is a guide that's still the way to
that's
beach.
Right.
Might want to just mention that because that's still available. And what I love about it, it's digitally available, which is so cool.
We have an insider guide, and new this year, it's got lots of itineraries in it. It's much shorter form, more digital feed inspired. So. Uh-huh. To help you plan your trip. But you can have it mailed to your house. It's available for download online. But it's a great, it's called the Visit Pensacola Insider Guide.
Which is very cool. Especially if you've got family coming in a future trip that can give them some ideas on what to do and kind of plan their itinerary before they even get here.
That's right.
Well, I love what y'all do. I love Pensacola. I'm totally biased. And I'm so proud of our community and everything. And it's just great that we have an organization like yours representing us and letting folks know that we're here. We're alive and kicking, and you're going to miss out if you don't stop by and visit us.
That's right.
Okay, so what's the best part of your job?
Oh, my gosh. The best part of my job is telling Pensacola's story.
Ah.
You know, I'm born and raised here, but I meet small business owners. A lot of people don't realize that the hospitality industry is small business
owners. A lot of family-owned businesses.
And they have their life savings and their 40 plus hours a week. I'm going to say, if you're a business owner, you're working 90 hours a week.
That's true.
And I get to tell people that and how beautiful it is here and the white sand beaches and that we're America's best beach. It's the best job in the world.
We are. Well, thank you for all you do. Give my best to the team at Visit Pensacola. You can check it out on what is that website again?
Visitpensacola.com.